Jazz 91.9, Atlanta's jazz station, Jamal Ahmed with the Soul of Jazz. And right now I'm joined by a very distinguished guest who's talking about something very, very important that relates to every single human being on this planet Earth. I want to welcome attorney Musa Danfodio. How you doing, sir?
I'm just doing great today. I'm pleased to be here with you.
Yes, yes, it's a blessing to have you. And I'm very excited to talk about the seminar that you have basically sponsored entitled Implementing Human Rights, which is happening on Wednesday, October the 30th at the State Bar of Georgia. First, before we get into that, because you asked me a very important question before we even broke the mic, and you asked me, what do I know about human rights? And I had to think about that because I don't know if I know as much as I should about human rights. Explain to me, what are human rights?
Very good question. Human rights are those rights that each human being is born with, that was given to him by his creator. In terms of the legal significance of human rights and its meaning, human rights is defined as those rights which are fundamental to the human existence. As compared with civil rights, which most of us are taught in school, whether it's from kindergarten all the way up to a PhD.
Right.
In the American system, you're quite limited in terms of your understanding of human rights simply because we learn mostly civil rights. And our human rights have been far evolved and developed than just basic civil rights. Civil rights is the first level of understanding of what the human being is entitled to. There are three other levels of rights that the individual has. Mm. And human rights encompasses all three of those levels.
Mm.
Now, so when you were in high school or middle school, you probably learned about civics, history, American history, and so forth. And you probably got involved a little bit in constitutional rights. Constitutional rights are the basic level of civil and political rights.
Right.
There are two other levels above that. One would be your economic and social and cultural rights. And then thirdly, your right to self-determination.
Mm.
And those are areas that most citizens of the United States are very vague about. So this seminar is an attempt and an effort to educate our population to know precisely what the rights are, the bundle of rights that includes all of their human rights, not just their civil and political rights, which are found under the Constitution.
Right, right. And when you talk about human rights, you deal with something that's extremely broad. I mean, when you break things down to constitutional rights, you're dealing with sovereignty. You're dealing with nations and individual lands. But when you deal with human rights, it's a huge umbrella that really touches every single human being on the planet Earth.
That's very true. And that's one of the purposes of our seminar, is to inform our citizens, our judges, our lawyers, and our prosecutors to be aware of all of the rights of the human being and to incorporate international human rights standards in the court systems and in the administration of justice.
Mm. Where are you seeing some like, if you could show us an example of where some of these ideals can be implemented on a global scale?
Oh, very much so. Every country has a judicial system, and every country's laws are domestic in terms of what their citizens must comply with. But there's a superstructure above all nations' laws, and that superstructure is the international legal system. And human rights are focused on very strongly in the international legal system. So once you've exhausted all of your remedies under the domestic or the nation's legal system, you've gone to the Supreme Court. You haven't had justice. There's another structure that you can interface with that encompasses and protects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Mm. And, you know, the first time I heard about human rights really was Malcolm X. When you go back to Malcolm X, he fought a lot for civil rights in a different way than Martin Luther King. But I think they were fighting for the same thing, ostensibly. But he was the first one. We returned back from Mecca. to say he would address the United Nations with some of the grievances of the African-American community. I want to talk specifically about some of the events that are happening, because I want to get to the meat of this brilliant conference. So let's talk about some of the things that are on the table. I mean, I see certain individuals who are dealing with particular topics.
Yes, very much so. We have an array of very distinguished speakers and distinguished faculty members for this seminar. We have about 14 different presentations that's going to be presented at this seminar. We're going to have the Honorable Dikembe Mutombo, who will talk about the United Nations Development Program for Youth. And our youth are very important to the development of our whole system and knowledge base of information regarding human rights. We have to start with our youth. We also have the Carter Center, who is presenting for us. They're a director or their assistant director for the conflict resolution portion of their program. They have a development program regarding conflict resolution. Mm-hmm. And the Carter Center is very interested in also disseminating information regarding human rights. President Carter was very involved. We also have from the United Nations a special rapporteur, which is an individual, independent, investigative person for the United Nations, who will also join us. And he's going to talk to us by way of a media presentation regarding the international human rights law and the New World Order. That will be Alfred DeZayas.
Can I stop you right there?
Yes.
Because I'm very interested in that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talk. I was just talking to my stepdaughter, mm-hmm. and she mentioned that term, the New World Order. And it's interesting. A lot of people are talking about that right now. What is he going to be talking about specifically?
He'll specifically interrelate human rights and its role in the New World Order, because the massive numbers of people who are on the planet today are concerned about the implementation of human rights. And that program that the United Nations have in place is to also inform the populations at large regarding human rights.
Got you. Very quickly, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with our wonderful guest, attorney Musa Dan Fodio, who is actually representing a seminar, Implementing Human Rights, happening on Wednesday, October the 30th at the State Bar of Georgia. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the individuals who are on here, but I also want you to address some of the other topics that are very vital. I mean, we just found out that Atlanta it is a hub for the human trafficking, industry. I hate to say it like that. But people forget that this is happening right under their noses, right next door to them. Talk about some of the things that are kind of not, you know, on the mainstream media, you know, screen, but should be.
Yes, absolutely. The U.S. Department of Justice, through the U.S. Attorney's Office, is providing us with a speaker who's going to talk about human trafficking. This is an international crime against women. It's the same as slavery. And this is happening in 2013. And is a business that is organized, and it involves many nations. And we want to address that topic in this seminar as well.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's so much to talk about. But I think what people should understand, because even racism is going to be addressed in this. But at the end of the day, everything that you guys are talking about or addressing affects every person on this planet Earth. And I think that's really the most important piece that we should talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to raise the level of consciousness to be aware of human rights, because it involves our children. It involves our professions. There's no area of human involvement that human rights does not touch.
Well, let's give some specifics. Let's just talk about when this is going to happen, the times, the location. This is happening again on October the 30th. When and where?
It's going to be conducted at the State Bar of Georgia on the corner of Spring Street and Marietta Street. The exact address is 104 Marietta Street, Atlanta, Georgia. It's going to be at the State Bar of Georgia. It's going to happen between the hours of registration begins at 9 a.m. and the seminar will go until 5 p.m. There's going to be a breakout for lunch, and we have a special executive network lunching that is going to also be conducted during that time.
Mm. And if people want to find out more information, is there a website that they can go to?
Absolutely. That website is humanrightstv.org. Now remember, .org, not .com, .org.
.org.
O-R-G.
They know that yes. very well here. They know that very well here. Well, I know there will be a lot of people who will be coming in from all over the globe to attend this event, which, like I said, is very vital to every man, woman, and child on this planet Earth. Is there anything that you want to leave with our WCOK audience?
Yes, particularly. You don't have to be there in person. You can tune in by way of a webcast because, and you can get that information on that website, humanrightstv.org. So anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world for that matter, because the internet is worldwide.
Okay.
You can tune in to the webcast between those hours, and those hours are Eastern Standard Time. So there will be people who will be tuning in from the Pacific Coast and on Central Time, and they have to make the adjustments according to their time zone. But it's available for them by way of webcast.
Okay, wonderful. That makes it even better. That makes it even better, and more global, too. Well, thank you so much, Attorney Musa Dan Fodio. I appreciate you, and we thank you, for me at least, on putting an event like this that is so vital to not only the community but the world. And again, this is a seminar entitled Implementing Human Rights, happening on Wednesday, October the 30th at the State Bar of Georgia. And thank you so much, sir. You have a great one, and God bless you.
Thank you so very much.